David Jackson covers the White House for the Dallas Morning News. He's surely the only White House reporter who's also covered Harriet Myers when she served on the Dallas City Council. David Jackson joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
No, thank you.
Now, let's go back and help us understand what launched Harriet Myers from the City Hall all the way to the White House.
Well, she was a well-known corporate lawyer in the 1980s in Dallas, and back in those days, they used to have two city council members who were elected citywide. They were called at-large members. Two members on a nine-member council, and in 1989, she was put up as one of the at-large candidates. And by and large, she was considered the business establishment's candidate, although she might dispute that designation. But the fact is, I believe she ran unopposed. She certainly swept into office in 1989. And in that role, it's important to remember she played a key role in the redistricting wars that went on in Dallas back in the late 80s and the early 1990s. And many people saw Ms. Myers' role as protecting the business interests during this redistricting dispute.
Beyond redistricting, where else did she leave her mark on City Hall?
Well, that's a good question. I was talking to some of my colleagues earlier this morning, and we frankly don't remember much. She was a very dutiful city council member, but as she is today in the White House counsel's office, she didn't talk much about what she was doing. She showed up at the meeting. She cast votes. She was very diligent. She was always accessible, but she didn't say much about what was going on behind the scenes.
You know, you've covered her for a long time. How would you describe her professional style?
Very low-key and very discreet, but very tough, I think, underneath a very polite exterior. You know, President Bush has described her as a pit bull, and he's not the only one to have done that.
Actually, a pit bull in size 6 shoes.
Size 6, exactly. And I'm told that behind closed doors, she can be very tough. She can stick with her position and argue it very forcefully, shall we say. But she's also very polite and willing to give ground. It's interesting to note that back during this redistricting dispute, she was able to talk to both the business community in Dallas and also African-Americans who felt like they were being discriminated against in the system. She was kind of a bridge builder in that regard.
I want to ask you about that toughness, that quiet fire, because it's interesting. All throughout the day, she's been described as someone who's very low-key, almost soft-spoken. So how do you sort of resolve those two things, the people who's also soft-spoken?
I don't know if low-key is the right word. I would say she's more discreet. I wouldn't call her low-key. I think she's very intense. She works very hard. She just won't say much about it. She certainly regards President Bush as her client. In fact, he's been her client, so she won't say anything about him, certainly won't say anything bad about him. And she just doesn't feel like she should go out and say what happened in private meetings. So I'm not sure low-key is the right word here.
Tell us about Harriet Myers, the lawyer.
Rose through one of Dallas's most prominent law firms to become president in the mid-80s, the first woman to lead a Dallas law firm. I think it was called Locke, Purnell, Harrell & Raines back in those days, but it's had several evolutions since then. Developed a very good reputation, very well-connected, and had a reputation as being a very good lawyer.
She's always preferred to work behind the scenes. Now, you've covered her for many years, so I'd like you to imagine her staring down at that congressional committee. What are you expecting to see and to hear?
I wish I could tell you, but I just can't. I don't think anybody can. She's been such a private, even having served 2.5 years on a very contentious city council, I don't think many people really know her very well. I think these hearings are going to, certainly for me, are going to be one of the most interesting things I've ever covered because I really have no idea how it's going to play out. One thing in talking with Harriet, though those many years ago, she would never talk about national politics that I recall, or even state politics. She kept her views very much to herself. I mean, I suspect she's going to make John Roberts look downright chatty, but how she goes about it I think will be very interesting.
Have you talked to any lawyers who served as opposing counsel who actually faced her in a lawsuit or actually faced her in the courtroom? What do they have to say about her and her style?
I think very good lawyer, always played by the rules, played hard but fair. I don't think you're going to find anybody who's going to say anything bad about Harriet Myers. I'd be very surprised.
The Senate committee is going to be eager to try to parse out her judicial philosophy. Where might they look, either in the years spent working for a Dallas law firm or perhaps her time on the council, to a case or a vote that she cast that might say something about her view of the law?
Here again, another very interesting question. I think you have to look back to her bar association work because I don't think the White House is in any mood to give up any kind of documents from her time here. They may look back to some of her statements on the city council and the coverage of her back then. But I think it's going to be slim pickings because, like I said, I don't think she's really committed herself publicly on a lot of these issues.
David Jackson covers the White House for the Dallas Morning News. He's also covered Harriet Myers on the Dallas City Council. David, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
You can read and hear reaction to the Myers nomination at our website, npr.org.